Khanna, DOJ is too aggressive with secrecy on Mar-a-Lago raid. There's obligation to get all possible info out. By Ian Hanchett on August 22, 2022. On Monday, CNN Newsroom, Representative Ro Khanna, DCA, stated that the Justice Department is taking too aggressive of a position on keeping the Mar-a-Lago search warrant affidavit out of the public eye, and that the DOJ has an obligation to get all of the information out there that they can when you have a former president involved. Khanna said, "I will say that Attorney General Garland needs, and the Justice Department should be as transparent. And there is an obligation to get all of the information out there that they can when you have a former president involved. And so, my view is get it out there, why this took place. Let's make sure that all the facts are out there. I have confidence that Attorney General Garland wouldn't have taken a step like this if he didn't think it was absolutely necessary. He understands the stakes, but I'm always for transparency. And if there are doubts that can be quelled, let's have everything get out there." Co-host Poppy Harlow then asked, "I just want to ask you, specifically, Congressman, does that mean that you then disagree with the position that the DOJ has taken that none of the affidavits should be released publicly? Because, normally, that would never happen unless charges are filed, which they've not been filed in this case. So, do you disagree with the DOJ position here saying the public shouldn't see this right now?" Khanna answered, "I think it's too aggressive of a position when you're dealing with a former president. My view is have more transparency, get out there what you're trying to do, why you're trying to hold him accountable. It seems like the Florida judge agrees with my perspective. And that's why he's called for a partial release. Don't release sensitive information, don't release information about particular law enforcement individuals who were there because that could put them in danger, but get as much out there as possible." Follow Ian Hanchett on Twitter at Ian Hanchett.